G'day, welcome to Partakers Think Spot. Over to you, Jim.
One key subject that repeatedly rings out clear and plain in the Bible is reconciliation. But what's the meaning of the word? Well, I looked it up in the dictionary. The re-establishing of cordial relations. So the obvious conclusion drawn is that people are estranged from someone and need to be brought back together. Now, when Adam and Eve were tempted or tested in the Garden of Eden, they were doing so as the representatives of mankind. What would man do when tempted by the devil? It was surely a dramatic occasion when Eve and then Adam were tested to see if they would obey the one rule God had given to them. The price of failure had already been spelled out very clearly to them. The soul that sins will die. That's in Genesis 2, verse 17. They both failed the test. And we read in the book of Romans that consequently death came not only upon them, but upon all mankind from that day to this. This was the result of this failure to obey. You'll find that in Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. Man was out of step with the Lord and needed to be changed. They had been distant from God through their disobedience and needed to be reconciled to God. They needed to be really sorry for their misdeeds in order to receive the gift of forgiveness from God, and that was still a long way off until the coming of Jesus, to whom all the sacrifices in the Old Testament pointed. Meanwhile, though their sacrifices of animals and birds, they showed their need to repent, and they believed in the coming reconciler. That was the purpose of Jesus Christ's coming, to reconcile us to God. Romans chapter 5 and verse 10. Sin makes the righteous God angry. Sinners become God's enemies. And Jesus, through his death, restored this relationship between us as sinners and God by his grace. The Greek word katalasso means put into friendship with. Reconciliation comes through God's initiative. Man on his own would never be able to return to that relationship without God opening up the way through his Son and our Saviour, Jesus Christ. John 14 and verse 6. Meanwhile, God overlooked their wrongs as they offered their sacrifices. Reconciliation and forgiveness could only be obtained by the reconciler, Jesus Christ. Adam and Eve's act of disobedience broke their sweet communion with God. He used to come down and meet with them daily in the cool of the evening to fellowship with them. But one day when he came, they were not at their usual meeting point. They were, in fact, hiding from God. Genesis chapter 3. They were conscious of their guilt and were ashamed. Thankfully, God took the initiative so that the solution to their problem, as well as ours, is spoken of here in the very same chapter, Genesis 3, verses 9 and 10. What a moment! The God of all history in the early days of his creation presents immediately his redemption plan to reconcile man to himself and to grant them forgiveness through the reconciler, Jesus Christ the Messiah. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, on its own, may seem a very obscure prophecy to pick out regarding the coming reconciler and Saviour. But when married up with other prophecies in the Old Testament, it leaves us in no doubt that Genesis 3:15 does indeed refer to Jesus Christ. When we come to the New Testament and Luke chapter 15 and the parable of the prodigal son, we see a beautiful picture of a loving father and his wayward son being reconciled. We can sense the moment when tears flowed, hearts beat faster, arms embrace one another, and the word got around. He's home, all is well again. If you are reconciled to God and you're at peace with him, be thankful and praise the Lord for restoring you. A woman I'd been talking to about her need of our precious Saviour realized how precious she was to him and how he had sought her out and given her the chance to be back in fellowship with him. She was so overwhelmed and saw immediately a vivid picture of the evil devil who had kept her away from him for 60 years. She saw how she had forgotten God, her Heavenly Father, but he certainly had not forgotten her. The tears flowed, and she then rejoiced in her reconciler, Jesus Christ, her Saviour, Lord, and Friend. My friends, you cannot be happy away from God. The sooner you return to him, the sooner you'll have peace restored in your heart and joy unspeakable. Why stay outside the door when there is such a warm welcome on the inside?
Dear Lord and loving Heavenly Father, how thankful I am that you set up your wonderful recovery program to restore us almost as soon as the first person decided to disobey and leave your company. Such amazing love, it's difficult to take in. I love you, Lord, for your very deep interest in me and the fact that you love me with an undeserving love, but also an eternal love which never fades, an agape love which is prepared to forgive me time and time again when I fall. Oh, dear Lord, strengthen me in those areas where I mess up and help me conquer my failings and serve you more faithfully and love you more earnestly. Thank you that I can talk to you at any time as I cast my care on you. Hold me close, please, and never let me go. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers Monday ThinkSpot. Come and see us again real soon.